Remember art for art's sake? Catherine Dawn says we're past that. She's executive director of Hawaii Contemporary, the successor to the Honolulu Biennial Foundation. Now, since it started, the Biennial's been doing its job, connecting us with the international art world. In 2017, Yayoi Kusama had people clogging online ticket sales and standing in lines for hours in Washington, D.C., when we had her showing her polka dots here at Foster Garden. Now, Hawaii Contemporary is planning an art summit to connect Hawaii people from all walks of life with new ways of seeing things.
We are excited now that people are used to engaging with the arts virtually. We certainly will be integrating that aspect of our audience engagement online during the actual triennial in 2022. For us, you know, the upside of everything that we've been doing during the pandemic has not been just as a temporary placeholder, but something that we'll continue to build on in the future. Earlier last year, when we decided to change our name and we had a very conscious effort to rebrand our organization, we thought very deeply about what our organization meant in the community. That is where we really prioritize a lot of our efforts, our conversations on developing these partnerships for the long term, and not just thinking about our triennial as a singular event and that we're the producer of just this one event, but that we are part of a constellation of community partners that are able to realize an event of this scale in Hawaii. And it's due to those collaborative efforts that we're able to make something of this large scale possible. Iolani Palace, Honolulu Museum of Art, Bishop Museum, Hawaii State Art Museum, and Shangri-La Museum of Islamic Art and Design. They will also be our presenting partners for the actual triennial 1 year out.
You know, I got to see 20 years of Ai Weiwei's work at the Brooklyn Museum about 6 years ago, maybe. I mean, the room-filling pieces, right? And they were about migration, history, his arrest and detention. And the title of this of the show was According to What? I mean, irreverence. His irreverence is profound.
Mm-hmm. Ai Weiwei is one of our keynote presenters. So in conversation with Melissa Chu, they will be discussing his role as an artist, his recent experiences developing a new film called Cockroach, and a lot of his other activities as an artist, as an activist. Melissa and Ai Weiwei have been friends for a very long time. I think that it will be a very lively conversation that addresses some of the work that they've done together over the years.
Well, you can see interviews with Ai Weiwei on the web, but the fact that Melissa Chu has a deep working relationship with him will be so important to this conversation.
Yeah, and I think he's probably a good example for describing what we are trying to address with all the other summit speakers, which is that, you know, contemporary art and the way that Hawaii Contemporary is thinking about art, it's not art for art's sake. Art is a language for communicating change. So whether we're talking about climate change or social justice or other relevant issues, these artists are thinking about it too. Ai Weiwei is a great example, but there are so many other artists that we have invited to the summit who champion that same kind of activism. You know, art is not a mutually exclusive thing from all the other contemporary issues that we're addressing. During the pandemic, it hasn't stopped creativity from flourishing. The Downtown Art Center is open. The Arts and Letters Building is now open. And the new bookstore by More Art and Flea. And I think for us, when we're thinking about an event that's already a year out, there are conversations that artists are having that should be heard.
And you can do that at the Arts Summit. Catherine Dawn is Executive Director of Hawaii Contemporary. Their Art Summit runs February 10th to 13th with talks, performances, there'll be film screenings, workshops, open to all. Registration is free at the Hawaii Contemporary website. We'll post some links with this story.